This podcast is brought to you by basicblogging.info.
How blogs create communities. In an ideal world, everyone would be happy and willing to help his or her fellow human being when help is needed. Unfortunately, our world is less than ideal due to time constraints, distance, and lack of knowledge. This is compounded by the sheer amount of knowledge in the world that no one person can possibly know all about. So, where can you find an expert to help you? On the internet, of course, or more specifically, by blogging on the internet. While not all information on the internet can be trusted, there is much that is correct. And part of that is when experts in a chosen field write in to help others with their expertise. Once you find a blog that deals with the topic you need to know about, you can log in and ask a question. Before long, either the person whose blog it is or some other person who likes to read it will see your question and answer it to the best of their ability. In other words, it has become like an extended family with everyone helping each other. No wonder blogs are popular when people who have the same area of interest all gather together to talk about it. This creates community. When some are willing and able to help newcomers in a friendly fashion, it creates a feeling of family. Those who have been helped can write back and say how successful that advice was, or if they're still having trouble with it. Other people can get interested and put in their 2 cents worth. You can even have someone whining about something that's wrong, and often people will advise you on how to fix it. You may get some who tell you to shut up, just like a big brother would at home, but no offense. In some cases, the website owner will hire people to write into the website with questions and answers to get a topic discussed. If this is done well, this creates a lively buzz, and before long, everyone wants to write in and have a say about the topic. It becomes like people sitting around the dinner table having a discussion about a topic that interests them. Bloggers can become one big community, just like those who go RVing or fishing might do. Only in a way, it's better because they can communicate all the time, whereas campers lose touch with each other once they move to another campground.
For more information about blogging, why not visit our website at www.basicblogging.info. That's www.basicblogging.info. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join us again soon.